It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the housing element from the viewpoint of a developer. A draft of the Sausalito housing element will be reviewed today at a meeting beginning at 5:30 p.m. at City Hall. I will review some pertinent provisions that will make developers quite happy regarding both physical and financial issues. At the end of the show, I will suggest some steps that you can take to make the residents, not the developers, pleased with the housing element. After the housing element workshops, developers were feeling mighty low because the committee promised that there would be no rezoning and no density bonuses. The head-on approach to gaining such rezoning and such bonuses had failed. But the developers' spirits rose again when new regulations and policies were attached to the housing element at nearly the 11th hour that would allow through the back door such rezoning and such density bonuses that could not be accomplished through the direct approach. But let me explain. When a developer first begins to assess a project, she or he first looks at the cost of the land and how large a project she or he can build on the site. The size of an allowable project on a particular piece of land is called its density. The higher the density, the lower the land cost per unit, and usually the greater the profitability. So there are two initial pieces of good news for developers in the proposed housing element regarding land cost and density. Number one, the city would be free to mark down the price of any city land to a low-income housing developer. And number two, the city would also be able to increase the density on the site. Developers have been unsuccessfully trying to do low-income housing projects in Marin County for a long time, blocked partially because of the land cost and the density issues we just reviewed. But there are other significant obstacles to overcome, such as those addressed under the California Environmental Quality Act, commonly called CEQA. CEQA is not solely aimed at conventional environmental issues like air and water quality. No, it addresses all aspects of an environment, such as traffic levels, parking, and sewer and water utilities. If you take a city like Sausalito, these are major obstacles to overcome. But developers can take comfort in the fact that the housing element as it now stands would potentially eliminate all of these obstacles. In fact, there are three separate areas in the current housing element that would reduce or even eliminate the developer's need to provide parking. I guess parking is not a problem in Sausalito. Finally, there is a golden thread from a developer's viewpoint that strings its way through the entire draft housing element, and that is the creation of a de facto redevelopment agency. When Proposition 22 passed in November 2010, the people of California said clearly that they wanted property tax revenues to stop being diverted from schools for the use by redevelopment agencies. As a result, Governor Brown recently terminated all such agencies. So where does this de facto development agency get its funds? From us. From fees charged to residents who want to convert their multifamily unit to condos or similar types of activities. These fees are normally charged to a resident in lieu of imposing some other restriction, and thus are known as in-lieu fees. Such fees are sprinkled throughout the housing element and would ultimately be contributed to a central fund. The de facto redevelopment agency would also be given the authority to both approve developments and to assist in their funding by means of the in-lieu fee fund described earlier. This redevelopment agency would be comprised of the same people who initially proposed the much higher density program for the housing element. Do you really want them approving projects going forward? So if I was a developer, I would be very happy with the proposed draft of the housing element. I am, however, not so thrilled as a resident and a taxpayer. But there is good news for the resident. The package to be discussed today is a draft, but it's very close to a final. If you are listening to this show before 5:30 p.m., you need to go to the Housing Element meeting and say you want a housing element that serves Sausalito and its residents, not one that helps out developers. If you by chance can't attend the meeting, send a message to the city manager or to your favorite city council member and let them know how you feel. It's not too late yet. One final word. The deadline for signing the petition to put the fire department annexation on the public ballot has been extended until the 13th of February. This petition is not anti-annexation, but simply seeks to put this complex issue, which affects essentially forever 45% of our property tax revenue and could quite possibly cost much more, to a public vote. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.